Hello everyone and welcome back to New Tech. So as you've probably been waiting for the HomePod, I am doing the HomePod today. So that is a good thing. I'm not going to toggle any of your Siris or if you have a HomePod. Well, yeah. So it has a really, really powerful speaker. Let's just get that out of the way. The speakers go loud, like really loud. For example, let's take into comparison the Sonos One speaker. They are loud, of course, and you can chain them up. I don't think the HomePod can do that yet because AirPlay 2 isn't out. But I think they will be able to do soon, but you don't need one. One HomePod per average size room should be fine. So here I'm just reading on the website. It's capable of handling everyday tasks. Even if you want to do a party, that's fine. You just have a HomePod there and you're done. So all around the HomePod are some speakers. There's one huge subwoofer and I believe there's 12 tweeters. I don't know for sure. I'll have a look at that. But it will make the highest quality sound. It's just amazing. Oh no, sorry, not 12. 7 tweeters. It's got 6 microphones all the way around and a high excursion woofer, and inside it's got an Apple A8 chip. So the subwoofer creates amazing quality sound, deep bass and 7 tweeters. The A8 chip, it just amazing. On here it says the A8 chip is the biggest brain ever in a speaker. So it's easier than easy, according to Apple. It's automatic. Oh, yes. Let's talk about this. When you are going to set it up, you just plug it in and a notification comes up on your iPhone saying, would you like to connect the HomePod? It literally takes 5 minutes and your HomePod is connected to all of your music, everything, right? I think now you can have a stereo sound with a second HomePod. My bad. Oh no, coming later this year. Right, sorry guys, sorry. So, of course it is powered by Apple, so if you're going to get a HomePod, I recommend having Apple Music, because, I mean, that's the only really thing that if you say an artist's name, for example, hey, Wakeward, play a song by this or that, it will do that, but not if you're actually saying it from like an external point of view, if you get what I mean. Spotify isn't yet supported, and stuff like SoundCloud won't work the best. So and you can tell it to like play a genre of song and it should tell you, and you can tell it if you like it or dislike it. If you don't like it, there's a little problem though. If you say I don't like this song, it doesn't skip it. It says, okay, I won't play it again, but it carries on playing it, which is a bit annoying. So, yeah. So you can say stuff like, hey, Wakeward, play something chill. Hey, Wakeward, DJ for me. Hey, Wakeward. Yeah, so as you might know, on the top, there is a little touch screen thing. I don't even know if that's a display or not. It seems to look like a display, but I don't know if it is or not. So if you tap, that's play or pause. Triple tap is previous track. Tap or hold the volume up is volume up. Double tap is the next track. Touch and hold is Siri. And tap or hold the minus is volume down. So HomePod is playing great music, right? But you can tell it to play stuff like news, traffic, sports, weather, set reminders, send messages, phone calls. It's also, you can control your smart home accessories with it, from a light bulb to the whole house with just your voice, which is excellent. So the voice for Siri has improved. It is great, okay? So you can say, hey Siri, turn off the light. Ooh, that might have triggered some of yours. Make it warmer downstairs if you've got a smart heater like we do here. But it is excellent, right? So the price, I don't have a UK price or a Euros price. So I might have to read it out in the... Oh, no, no, I have a UK price. They are £320. Here you've got the HomePod Space Gray from eBay. They're all different prices. The one at the top here is from the Apple Shop, £319. Here you've got one £450 and £329, which of course I don't think is a great thing. You can also get cases for these HomePods, not official Apple ones, but I'm seeing here listed leather cases that you can wrap around. Of course, that probably will decrease some of the volume, but honestly, who really? It doesn't matter. It goes super, super loud. So, yeah, it's great. So, I'm just searching through here. Yeah, so it's £319 in the UK, $349 in the US. It is the most expensive, big built smart speaker in the world right now. And by the way, that is out of Google's smart speaker array. I believe they have three or four. The Google Home Max, the Google Home, and the Google Home Mini, so three. And Alexa has a few. Amazon Alexa makes, I think they make five or four. They have the one with the screen, the dot, the normal one, and the whatever. I don't know their names, so yeah. People... here's saying people are willing to spend that much money on a speaker. Here on a poll that I'm watching, most people prefer Apple products to the Alexa or Google Home. So it is really good. According to all of these reviews, everyone's saying it works great. At the Apple shop, surprisingly, if you go to some Apple shops, you can just test it out there because no one's crowding around it. There's no hype there. So you can just go to the Apple shop and do it. So I'm just scrolling through these websites. You can get them for as cheap as £300 on eBay, which I would probably do if I needed it. But it is... beautifully made, right? The material around it, everyone says it's squishy. I don't think so. So yeah, it's not that cool. I don't think I like it that much, but I like how it looks, and that's all that matters. It's smaller than the Google Home Max, and it looks great in the space gray. It is a cylindrical shape and has a seamless mesh fabric cover that's designed beautifully. It has a glossy top panel with a screen on top. Siri appears as a shifting ball of color when it floats in the darkness of the panel. It's really cool, right? So some say the charging cable is fixed inside the HomePod so you can't take it out. But in reality, you can take it out. You just need to give it a bit of a yank and it should get out easily. So, yeah, I'm just scrolling again, just giving you most of the information I can. So, if I'm looking at this website, they're all talking about the sound, which I have reviewed, and it is great. So... yeah, if there's anything that you'd like me to talk about in these podcasts, download the app that I'm using. I believe it's called... oh, I forgot what it's called now. But it should be in the podcast somewhere. You can see the logo on my screen. But otherwise, send me in your messages. I want to play them out on this podcast. And I'll review them for you. And I'll tell you whatever you want that's tech wise I will give you a review of. So yeah, save this podcast and give it a like, keep it and watch it, because I believe these podcasts are great. So yeah, have a good weekend now. See ya.